Welcome to this week's episode of Real Beauty with FD. I am currently feeling very relaxed after having a full day at home. Unfortunately, our daughter Luna Rose suffers from asthma, so she has not been feeling the best these last couple of days. So we decided, okay, let's just have a day at home, which I find it personally really difficult to just sit and do nothing. So of course, while she's been having a great duvet movie day, I've been cleaning out cupboards. I've been going around each room, looking at ways that we can improve current things or update furniture. So to me, it's been very productive, and I actually feel really good about the week ahead. It's always nice to kind of get your shit in order on a Sunday. Plus, this is my way of decompressing and taking some kind of time out. Especially, it's been a busy couple of weeks. We just came back from a Disney cruise on Thursday, and work has been really busy, and I know it's going to continue to ramp up, which is exciting, but this year, I want to take everything a little bit slower and less rushing around that we did these last couple of years. But I do have to say, oh my God, the Disney cruise was amazing. I was a believer and a supporter of Disney prior to going, but just to experience all of it, and they went above and beyond for kids, for adults, just being around the Disney princesses, and like every meal was, oh my God, the food was incredible. The entertainment was just 5-star. So yeah, it was an awesome trip. And now me and my girlfriend are like, when's the next one? So if you're on the fence, or if you've been debating or wondering what it's like to go on a Disney cruise, reach out. I'm more than happy to give you my 2 cents, but I will be booking another one. This will definitely be part of our vacations in the future. We just need to look at different destinations. But since I've got back, I was really trying to be like a good start to this year. And after the last 2 episodes, I really hope you enjoyed the conversation with Nina. I know I mentioned, and I promise it wasn't BS, I'm really trying to also have a kind of better body positivity in the way I think about my body. But after going away on a 6-night cruise and eating like 6-course meals every night, I'm not gonna lie, my pants were a little bit tight when I went back to work on Friday. So I'm trying to get back into a good frame of mind, exercise, eating better. And not for the fact that my clothes are tight, but because it makes me feel good. And I know that me being kind of fit, healthy, is what I need in order to be more productive in life and a better mom and all that stuff. It's not just for like the vain elements. Plus, let's be real, I don't want to buy a whole new wardrobe. The inconvenience of it is enough to also make me be like, okay, this is not, I can't continue like this. But I also do need to mention, I know there's continued to be sales since December and Black Friday. And I'm really trying to be a little bit better with my money. And I've mentioned this multiple times, but I am a big supporter of Kate Spade and also Coach. And I picked up a pair of leopard print kind of leopard print fur Mary Jane heels from Kate Spade, and they arrived when I was on the cruise, and I'm holding on to them now, and my God, they're beautiful. So I hope if you are buying things in the sale, you are being smart and wise. And I do just want to give a shout out to Valerie, who hopefully you remember the episode that I spoke to Shop with Val. And she is She's actually originally from New York, but she's based in Houston now, and she's a personal stylist. And anyway, we were messaging back and forth, and she was wearing an incredible outfit today, or actually it was last night, but I commented on it today, and it's like a black suit, very chic, simple, with like a nude top, like tank top, and a nude, I think it was a YSL bag. But we were going back and forth, and I was like, you know, I'm weirdly into flats right now, and I've never been, so I'm intrigued to see where this goes. But she was saying to me that one of the things she's trying to focus on is quality basics in neutral colors, the whole kind of less is more. So I'm definitely behind that. And I do just want to give a shout out that if you are looking for styling services, or you just need some help, you know, kind of revamping your wardrobe or going through your wardrobe, please reach out to Shop with Val on Facebook, and also her website, and go back and check out that episode. She is very talented and has a great eye for fashion. But anyway, without further ado, I will kick off this episode where I'm speaking with the CEO and founder of House of Wise. So that is Amanda. And we will find out a lot about her intention on building this awesome company, the balance of being a working mom. And this is a luxury, full spectrum products for sleep, stress, sex, and strength. So the four S's, but we will go into that. So enjoy the episode.
Where are you based?
So I'm based in Houston. So it has been beyond hot over the last, I mean, it's always hot here, but we've literally had no rain for like 6 weeks now. So the humidity has been horrific. So anyway, another reason why not to use video.
I'm in Chicago for a couple of weeks, and it's actually surprisingly nice here, but it's been storming. It's like the opposite. It's like a thunderstorm every night. And I'm like, I forgot how bad Midwest thunderstorms are. It's like, I wake up and I'm like, do we need to like take shelter?
Because you're based in California, right?
No. So I'm actually, I was in New York for 11 years. Then COVID hit. And I am a single mom. I have three kids, and New York was not the place to have three young kids during a pandemic. Cause like New York's homes are not meant for you to be inside. They're meant for you to be outside. So, I left with the kids. I lived in Charlotte, North Carolina for a year, homeschooled them just to get through the pandemic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was the year I started House of Wise. It was chaos. It's hilarious looking back. I would never do that again, like if I chose that. But and now I'm in Miami.
Oh, nice. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love Miami. I've only ever been there once for a bachelorette, and I just had the best time. It's great.
So funny. There's like two Miamis. There's like the bachelorette Miami, and then there's the like, you're in a tropical environment. There's the like super health and wellness oriented group of people who like get up and they run on the beach every morning and that kind of crew. And it's like nice that you can dip your toes in each when you live there, but yeah, it's so fun.
Oh my gosh. I bet. So the girl we went for the bride, she's very like fitness orientating. So I ended up planning the majority of it. So anyway, we booked this like PT that came to like South Beach and was like, he gave us for like 2 hours. We did a hardcore workout, and I swear half the girls hated me. He was like, all right, let's do push-ups now in the water, and then come out.
That's
the water. And the
so
girls
cool.
were hating life. But my girlfriend, the bride, had the best time.
Bachelorette party. Like, oh my gosh. That's so cool. I might have to get the name of that person. That sounds awesome.
I will send it to you. It was, he was great. He was so much fun. But some of the videos he took, I was like, sir, come on, help us look a little bit better when we're working out.
Yeah. You're like, we need better content, sir, if you want us to promote you.
Okay, well, hey, Amanda, let me kick this off and then we will go straight into the interview. And I will say, I really tried to tame the questions to give to you, but I had so many. The more I researched you and the more I just kind of went through all of the things you've accomplished so far, I really tried not to go crazy with my questions. So I have tailored it as best I can. So
Okay, it's all good.
bear
I'm an
with
open
me.
book.
Bear with me. Welcome to Real Beauty with FD, a place where we discuss what beauty means to us. Whether it's a product that sells out every second around the world, or it's a cult classic, to discussing body positivity, to building incredible brands, we're here to find your little black dress in skincare, makeup, and more importantly, promoting happiness within your own skin. Each episode, I'm bringing in a new personality to discuss all things beauty and touch on their inspiring stories. This week, I'm delighted to be joined by Amanda Goetz, House of Wise founder and CEO, who is on a mission to help women take control of their sleep, stress, sex, strength, and wealth. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
You definitely look like a ray of sunshine, I will say, with the way the sun is like coming in. I'm like, well, it's giving me all the vibes. Okay, so we ask every guest, what does beauty mean to you?
Beauty to me now in my late 30s is truly about self-acceptance. And once like all the work I've done through my 20s and 30s, which has been a lot considering I got married very young and then got divorced after having three kids. It in your body changes after you have kids, and then like when you hit your 30s, you realize like you've been probably living for other people's goals or view of what you think that they want you to be. And once you kind of shed all of those layers of things that have been given to you over time, you realize that you feel beautiful when you truly, truly are just living in alignment with who you want to be or who you truly feel like you are. And so to summarize, I would say it's definitely around alignment. Like once you seek alignment and stop living for other people.
I love that.
That is a great answer. And I think, I used to always read like interviews when I was younger, and you would hear people, especially once they hit their 30s, and mainly women, saying, now I'm 30, I feel like I know myself so much better. I feel more confident. And I'd always roll my eyes and be like, I'm like 20, I feel great in my skin. And I'm now 33, and I will say that it truly is once you get older and you really learn who you are and your boundaries and what you're willing to tolerate and when to say no, and you start realizing that the way society raises you and conditions you, you start kind of breaking free of that. And it's crazy how much you don't realize it until you are like more mature.
100%. I grew up, so neither of my parents went to college and they got married super, super young. And my mom supported my dad. She raised us, she was at home all the time. And it's so funny because it wasn't until I was in therapy, like working through this prior to my divorce, that I was like, oh, okay. So the model that I was given that I saw was, kind of your identity came from caring for your husband and getting married, and truly, truly your identity was like a reflection of who you marry and what they do. And so I got married, I got engaged at 19 and married in college. And then all of a sudden I like woke up in my 30s after I had kids and I realized like, no, I care about my career and it just as much as I care about my family life. And so I had chosen somebody that didn't, fit into this new like concept that I had for a relationship that I wanted. And so it truly is like you start to rethink. And I think like in your 30s, and people say even in your 40s, like I'm late 30s now. But then 40-year-olds tell me it gets even better because I think as you get older, you want your world to become smaller.
Yeah.
And I feel that already. Like my relationship with social media, especially this past year, has shifted a lot. And I used to like want to talk about everything on social media. And now I'm like, I kind of just want my world to get a little smaller. And the older I get, the smaller it's getting. And it's like really wonderful.
Yeah. You also realize that again, when you're younger, you think if I surround myself with all these amazing groups of people, I'm super cool, popular, it's great. And then you realize again, when you're older, you're like, you know, I want the quality conversations. I'm happy to have like a small friend group, knowing that they're my actual friends and yep. they care. And we're not having surface conversations. So you're like, oh my God, how's it going? How's work? It's like, no, we're having deep conversations I never thought I would have with my girlfriends.
Yeah. Great. It's beautiful. It's all, like literally all about quality over quantity once you get older, because time is so finite, and especially you have so many more things pulling for your attention. So I love that.
Yeah, no, I agree. So I realized I forgot that we do have some house rules, which I will quote directly from the House of Wives website. So the house rules are better sleep, more sex, less stress, hotter sex, more strength, and stay wise. I love this. So firstly, where did the name House of Wives come from?
Yeah. So I had been exploring this idea of building this company for a few years. It was during my divorce where the idea came kind of as a seed. And then I was on a business trip right when COVID started. People were wearing masks on the plane. And I was like, should I be wearing a mask? It was
very You're early. Like, what is this?
I know. It was very, very freaky because it was still very new. And I went to India and I went to the Taj Mahal one morning and came back. And I was really thinking about this idea. And like, this is my second company. I never wanted to be a founder again. But it was just, I was so passionate about the fact that when I was going through my divorce, I couldn't find something that helped me truly de-stress and remove kind of the anxiety I was feeling. And so when I looked at the cannabis landscape and specifically into the difference between THC and CBD and which one was better for stress, et cetera, et cetera. I realized that there was a huge opportunity to speak to women like me who I'm not trying to get high. I truly, truly am just trying to like function the basic necessities of my day. And as I had three kids at the time, it was three kids under the age of four. It was really, oh, wow. really hard for me to give myself permission to make space for things like, you know, getting a workout in, clearing my head, having an orgasm. Like all of those things were like the back burner. And I think women are the first to put everybody else's needs before their own. Mm-hmm. So then I was on this business trip and I was thinking about all of this. And I wanted every part of this to feel like it was empowering women. So I started to research, like literally I Googled like women who have gotten screwed in history, right? Like by the partners or whatever it was. I just wanted to hear their stories. And I found the story of Brownie Wise, who she created the Tupperware party, which post, you know, World Wars to help women make money. But she saw this idea that women are so, so influential and powerful. And so she kind of created the direct sales model, but Earl Tupper, who's the guy who created the storage thing, when Brownie Wise came to him and asked for a executive position or, you know, shares in the company, something, because she helped literally build this massive empire. He actually fired her because he no longer needed her. And then sold the company a few months later and she got nothing. She then retreated to Florida and no one really ever heard from her again. And to me, I was like, how much can we, like so many women relate to, whether they're like assistant jobs in corporations that are helping enable men to build massive companies or supportive wives, et cetera. And I was just like, wow, this resonates with me both personally, but like on a macro scale of, you know, women help, like I have so many women who help me raise my kids and enable me to do what I do. And so it's not even in a heteronormative sense, but women are truly, truly like helping everyone keep the wheels on and keep moving forward. So it was just like very powerful to me. So I named it after her.
Oh my gosh. I love that so much. I never knew that story. I mean, I knew about where the kind of parties came from, but I didn't realize that. Okay, so you mentioned that, you know, you did a star previously, and I understand you also worked in a corporate position. You're mother to three, which, wow, I mean, I will say I only have one. She is four. I'm actually waiting for her to burst through the door any second when she wakes up. But I have everything set up, so don't worry. But I'm always very impressed if anyone has more than one, because one is a lot. And you know, kind of making these incredible, products, which include like multi-products such as like CBD sex gummies, CBD sleep gummies, then you have sex serum, and then you have the facial serum, which we will talk about in a second because I have been loving it. But were you always looking to branch out into like skincare with CBD? Was it kind of originally about more of the gummy side of things, or was it always both? Like, what was your vision?
Yeah, so the vision is always around creating space, permission to build up space, okay? And so the fun thing about the gummies is that, and the tinctures, any of our ingestibles, is once you take it, it's about a 30 to 45 minute activation window. And so the cool thing is, say you pop a strength gummy, which is our pre-workout gummy, which it only has 60 milligrams of caffeine plus CBD. And you have now signaled or given yourself permission that you are going to work out in 30 to 45 minutes. So now you, like, if you have a kid, like we have kids. So now you're figuring out, okay, I'm going to get this TV show ready on the TV. Yeah. Do a little activity with her. And then I'm going to set her in front of the TV and go do my workout or whatever it is. But you've now said this is happening. And the same with like the sex gummy. I think, you know, I like to, whenever we talk and we have our sex therapist and we do a lot of workshops with women, we talk about taking ownership of getting turned on, like not expecting someone else to turn you on. And a lot of that is around like allowing yourself like an intimacy routine or like the space to transition from whatever mode you were in or role you were in into this next role. And so for me, it's like, okay, how do you go from like mom mode where kids are touching you in one way to try to like transition into like, you know, romantic sexual being. And so for us, it's like, okay, you pop a gummy. And so the skincare, the way I view the skincare line is not necessarily around skincare. It's around that routine at night. And so for us, we like to pair it with the sleep gummy, because it's like you pop a sleep gummy, you know, in 30 to 45 minutes, the combination of the CBD and melatonin will kick in. What are you going to do for that 30 to 45 minutes that is really, really good for your sleep? And so what can I give them that keeps them off of their phone? And so for me, I wanted to create a really, really high quality serum. We worked with an incredible chemist who, you know, worked at Chanel, et cetera. And so we created a very nourishing serum with a gua sha. And it's more about looking at yourself, having a moment to like say, I feel great. I'm doing this for myself. I'm relaxing. And I'm staying off of my phone so that I can have an amazing night's sleep.
Yeah, I love that. And let's just go kind of straight into the serum. I actually have it next to me. And I think I already messaged back Lauren just saying, how like chic your packaging is. It is beautiful. But knowing you just launched the House of Wise face serum, which was launched back in June. So I just started using this, and honestly, it's perfect timing. This is very rare. This ever happens that I just ran out of my serum. So I'm like, perfect. I've been using it for a week now. And you can see like my face is pretty glowy today. But up until these last couple of weeks, my skin has been so hormonal. I want to say verging on acne, which I've never had before, ever. And it has really, really helped my skin, like really helped in a small space of time. And I was like, oh, wow. Normally I give it like a month. And I'm like, okay, this is great. So congratulations. It's a great product.
Yeah. So CBD is, for people that don't understand, CBD is really, really good about anti-inflammation, right? And so it's going to help with any inflammation you have in your skin. And so I love it. Like I use it specifically when I travel, but a lot at that time of the month when I feel like my skin is just going haywire.
Yeah.
And then it's got a ton of ingredients that are antioxidants, rosehip oil, which is fatty acids and antioxidants. And then, you know, a lot of vitamin E, so everything in there. But the cool thing about when you put in CBD to any product, CBD has a natural binding, characteristic to it. So it attaches to active ingredients and it heightens the effects of them. And so that's why in our strength gummy, we only have 60 milligrams of caffeine, but it feels like almost 100 to 150. You get this big burst of energy, but it's subtle and it doesn't feel like you are, you don't have jitters, et cetera, because it just heightens the effects of the active ingredient.
Yeah.
And so the same goes for the skincare line as well and the sex serum. But that's amazing to hear. Like your skin looks incredible. So that.
Yeah. And it definitely has not, like I posted about how unhappy I've been with my skin lately. So this is definitely a testament to that because it's the only thing I've changed. Oh gosh, so thank you. You're it was welcome. Honestly like fate. I also do need to comment. I do love everything about the House of Wise website. Again, it's very like slick, very educational, but I especially love some of the phrases that's been kind of sprinkled in, like where it says, unlike your toxic ex, we keep it honest and transparent, which I love.